Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Continuing our series on why do Christians suffer, we would like to look at the next reason why Christians suffer. Our scripture will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to read 26 through 30, and it reads as follows. It says, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep," meaning they die. Christians, what a grave warning that Jesus Christ has given to us, that when we come to the communion table, however often we do it, we must come with a clean heart before we partake of the elements. Because if we do not do it, the Bible says we are guilty of the blood and body of Jesus Christ. So Christian, I would advise you, whenever your church does communion, that you go before the Lord in prayer and ask for forgiveness of any sins that you have or any grudges or bitterness that you have toward someone. But whatever you do, it is a time of going and getting right before the Lord and taking part of a great thing that God has left for us to do. Because the Bible says, as often as we do this, we do show the Lord's death till he come. So go to the communion with clean hands, because if you don't, the grave warning is said that many are weak. There are so many weak Christians. Many are sickly, and some, or it doesn't say, it said many sleep, because they have not taken God's communion seriously. So next time, I advise you, next time I warn you, please, as the Bible goes on to say in verse 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with this world." Please make sure that when you are taking communion, that your heart is right before a holy and righteous God. And as we review the reasons why Christians suffer, that was the third reason. Quickly, we'll review. Christians simply suffer just because we are born in sin. And the next reason Christians suffer, as we all know, is the chastening hand of the Lord. The Lord will use chastisement in any form or any shape to form us into the image of his Son. And many a times that takes suffering. And then the one that we talked about today is taking communion the correct way. Make sure your heart is clean when you take communion. Make sure you have settled everything that's possible, so that when you go before the table with the Lord, you can go forth with clean hands. Now, we pray that you tune in next time, because we will be closing our series out, hopefully, and talking about the two final reasons why Christians suffer. And those would be God teaches through suffering, and then we will talk about the ministry of suffering. Two great things I know the Lord will bless you with. So God wants you to know, Christian, what you're going through is only temporary, and he has a greater thing for you in the future. So hold on and hold out. Help is on the way. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.